Coming up on episode number 557, it's Thursday night. It's cover story night. And for tonight's cover story, we're going to do something a little bit unusual. We're going to play covers of a composer, an originally German composer who became an American in his later years. Born March 2nd, 1900. I'm talking about Kurt Weill and his influences on post-punk, yes, modern rock. You'll hear it all. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It's March 5th, 2009. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another Cover Story edition of the show. Tonight, celebrating the music of Kurt Weill. Now, if you look at modern music, if you look at modern rock and post-punk music, you'll have a hard time finding any composer that has had more of an influence on modern rock and roll than Kurt Weill. And I'm talking about bands as current as like the Dresden Dolls and Danny Elfman, and even going back to Lou Reed and David Bowie, even the Doors, a big influence were influenced by Kurt Weill. And so we're going to play some music here from bands you know, covering songs you probably don't by a composer. And we're going to kick things off with the most famous song by Kurt Weill. Now, I try to group a couple of these in order of his the plays he wrote, the stage performances that he wrote. And the most famous, of course, is the Three Penny Opera, which tells the story of Mac Heath, the murderer, better known as Mac the Knife. I've played quite a few covers of Mac the Knife over the years on Coverville, and I keep coming back to this one as being my favorite. So we're going to play it again. I played it way back on the Bobby Darin cover story, one of the very first cover stories. So if you're a recent listener, I know you haven't heard this one on my show. It's performed by the Psychedelic Furs. It came from a B-side from their original album in 1980. Here's the Psychedelic Furs with their cover of Mac the Knife. We'll be right back.
scrubbing the floors while you're gawking. Maybe once you tip me and it makes you feel swell in this crummy southern town, in this crummy old hotel, but you'll never guess to who you're talking. No, you couldn't ever guess to who you're talking. Then one night there's a scream in the night and you wonder who could that have been. And you see me kind of grinning while I'm scrubbing. And you say, what she got to grin? I'll tell you. There's a ship, the Black Freighter, with a skull on its masthead, will be coming in. You gentlemen can say, hey gal, finish them floors, get upstairs, what's wrong with you, earn your keep here. And you toss me your tips and look out to the ships, but I'm counting your heads as I'm making the beds, cause there's nobody gonna sleep here tonight. Nobody's gonna sleep here, honey. Nobody. Then one night, there's a scream in the night, and you say, who's that kicking up a row? And you see me kinda staring out the window. And you say, what she got to stare at now? I'll tell you, there's a ship, the Black Freighter, turns around in the harbor, shooting guns from her bow. Now, you gentlemen can wipe off that smile off your face, cause every building in town is a flat one. This whole frickin' place will be down to the ground, only this cheap hotel standing up safe and sound. And you yell, why do they spare that one? Yes, that's what you say. Why do they spare that one? All the night through, through the noise and to-do, you wonder who is that person that lives up there. And you see me stepping out in the morning, looking nice with a ribbon in my hair. And the ship, the Black Freighter, runs a flag up its masthead and a cheer rings the air.
the bodies. And I say, that'll learn ya. And the ship, the Black Freighter, disappears out to sea.
President Jim was all there, and George, who was up for promotion. Not that the army gave a bugger who they were when confronting some heathen commotion. The troops live under the cannons thunder. From Sin to Crouch Behar, moving from place to place, when they come face to face with a different breed of fellow, whose skins are black or yellow, they quick as winking chop them into beefsteak tartare. Johnny found his whiskey too warm, and Jimmy found the weather too balmy. But Georgie took them both by the arm and said, don't ever disappoint the army. The troops live under the cannon's thunder. From Sin to Crouch Behar, moving from place to place, when they come face to face with a different breed of fellow, whose skins are black or yellow, they quick as winking chop them into beefsteak tartare. John is a write-off and Jimmy is dead, and George, he was shot for looting. But young men's blood goes on being red, and the army still goes on ahead recruiting. The troops live on. Thunder from Sin to Crouch Behar, moving from place to place, when they come face to face with a different breed of fellow, whose skins are black or yellow, they quick as winking chop them into beefsteak tartare.
That is Stan Ridgway, former lead singer of the band Wall of Voodoo, you know, the guys who did Mexican Radio. He had a great solo career, too, and that actually comes from a greatest hits collection called Songs That Made This Country Great, a fantastic kind of all-encompassing collection of Stan Ridgway music. Drive, She Said, and what was it? It was Ghost Town? Not Ghost Town. What was it called? Sorry, I'm going to look at it right now. It was... A Lonely Town, yes, great stuff. Camouflage, Mexican Radio, Lost Weekend, Wanna Be a Boss. Anyway, I digress. That is a canon song performed by Stan Ridgway. Great track, and these last three tracks all came from Three Penny Opera. Before that, you heard Pirate Jenny, performed by Nina Simone. You'll find that on her 1963 collection, The Best of Nina Simone. Now, you'll also find that more recently on the soundtrack to the film The Watchmen, which comes out tomorrow and on my calendar. It might come out yesterday on yours after you listen, depending on when you listen to the show. But... those of you who've read the comic book or the graphic novel that The Watchmen is based on, you'll know about the Black Freighter, which is kind of a comic within a comic. And the inspiration for the Black Freighter, the story in The Watchmen, did come from Brecht's lyrics for the Three Penny Opera that he wrote with Kurt Weill. So a little connection there to The Watchmen, something to be looking for. From what I've heard, they don't incorporate the Black Freighter into the movie, but it will be an animated feature on its own DVD, separately released from Watchmen. So look for that. And we start off the set with the Psychedelic Furs from their self-titled debut in 1980, a track called Mack the Knife. You may have heard of it. Also, of course, famously covered by Bobby Darin. Well, Coverville is brought to you tonight by Audio Engine USA, and I talk about, you know, their cool wireless products and their cool speakers. I'm actually going to go over some of the reasons why you should go with Audio Engine, some of the cool things about it. Obviously, the sound is amazing. You also, when you purchase an Audio Engine speaker, you really get a 30-day audition, which means that for within the first 30 days of you having these things, if for any reason you decide that they're not what you want, that they don't sound as good as you expect. I can't imagine how, but just in case they don't fit with your lifestyle or your decor, you get a 30-day audition, which means in the first 30 days you can send them back, no questions asked, without a problem. And they also have a 3-year warranty. So if something goes wrong with them in the first 3 years, I mean, heck, that's quite well covered. 3 years, you can get them fixed, get them replaced from Audio Engine. They include all the cables you need. Now, when was the last time you bought speakers or any set of stereo equipment, and it actually came with all of the RCA cables, all the speaker wire, everything you need? That is awesome. And of course, you get free shipping in the continental United States. All these things you get when you buy from Audio Engine USA, when you buy directly from their online store. You know what else you get when you buy from their online store? Well, I'm going to tell you. You get 10% off just for being a Coverville listener. Yes, just for tuning into Coverville day in and day out. You get 10% off of your Audio Engine purchase just by entering the coupon code COVER10, COVERTEN. Go to AudioEngineUSA.com and check out all their stuff right now. And, you know, I guess it does deserve, it does need to be said here. And I don't really touch on anything that's really going on in the world with politics and the economy and stuff. But I do want to say that, you know, it does all come back to music. You get away from the stresses of the day, the stressed out politicians, the economy going in the crapper, things like that, all these things. And it's good to have music, and it's good to have audio entertainment like this to fall back on to kind of take your mind off these things. So I appreciate you coming and listening and enjoying what I do here. I appreciate your emails, your comments, your suggestions, things like that. So, but I appreciate the fact that you tune in to Coverville when you do. For that, let's go ahead and reward you with some more music. This one came directly from the performer Amy X. Newberg. And it's from her newest album, Sports, Chips, and Booty. And it's a cover of one of those other very famous Kurt Weill songs that maybe isn't as famously by Kurt Weill as it is by another artist. A lot of people hear this and they'll say, oh, there's that Doors song. And yeah, the Doors did do a very famous cover of this, Alabama song. And this one comes from The Rise and Fall of the City of Mahogany, another one of those Kurt Weill and Bertolt Brecht compositions, compilations, plays. Let's go ahead and get right into it. Here's Alabama Song by Amy X. Newberg.
I tell you, we must die. we must die.
Schmidt. Wenn ihre Hüfte keinen Schwung hat, sind sie $50 Dreck aus Wellblech.
$30.
And the autumn weather.
Ah, yes. Back with Lindsey Buckingham was still weird. That was from his very first album, Law and Order, which had the hit song Trouble on it. He followed that up with the Go Insane release, which had, I think, one of his biggest solo hits. Lindsey Buckingham covering September Song. Now, there's a song that's been covered by so many different artists, Frank Sinatra being probably one of the most famous. And it was originally, of course, written by Kurt Vile. Before that, Miranda Sex Garden with Fairy Tales of Slavery is the album from 2006 and a cover of Havana Lied. And before that, another song from that same play, Rise and Fall of the City of Mahogany, that was Alabama Song by Amy X. Newberg and the Men with the album is called Sports, Chips, Booty. September Song, by the way, came from Knickerbocker Holiday, if just in case you're keeping score. By the way, quick correction. I've gotten a few emails about this, and I figured, you know, I better address it before people think that I'm not getting their emails. A while back, I played a cover of Man of Constant Sorrow featuring Jackson Browne, not James Brown. Now, that would be cool. I'd like to hear a James Brown version of Man of Constant Sorrow. And I credited the original as going to Bob Dylan. No, Bob Dylan did do a cover of it, a very early cover of it. However, that's a traditional song, and it goes back way before Zimmy. So if you are one of those who is angrily typing up a letter to me to correct me on that, thank you. I did get that. And I do appreciate the emails. Whenever I make a mistake like that, I do appreciate hearing from you guys and letting me know that no, that's not quite right, because I do make that correction in my notes and make the correction on the website, and future shows hopefully don't make that same mistake. Alrighty, well, let's move on then, shall we? This one is another one of those collaborations between Vile and Bertolt Brecht. This one is called The Drowned Girl, and it comes from one of, I think, the very first play by which had lyrics by Bertolt Brecht, which was called Ball, B-A-A-L. And David Bowie put together an EP of songs performed, covers of all the songs, not all the songs, about five or six songs from that play. And it wasn't until recently that it was reissued and remastered on CD as part of the Best of David Bowie 1980 to 1987. Here, then, let's listen to a very creepy, eerie song by David Bowie called The Drowned Girl.
Once she had drowned and started a slow descent down the streams to where the great rivers broaden. Oh, the opal sky shone most magnificent, as if it was acting as her body's guardian. Wrack and duckweed slowly increased her weight by clasping her in their slimy grip. Through her limbs the cold-blooded fishes played. Creatures and plant life kept on thus obstructing her last trip. And the sky that same evening grew dark as smoke, and its stars through the night kept the brightness still soaring. But it quickly grew clear when dawn now broke, to see that she got one further morning. Once her pallid trunk had rotted beyond repair, it happened quite slowly that she gently Right at the last with her hair, leaving those corpse-choked rivers just far more
sent to the soldier's wife from the ancient city of Prague. From Prague came a pair of high-heeled shoes with a kiss or two. Came the high-heeled shoes from the ancient city of Prague. Soldier's wife from Oslo over the sound. From Oslo they came.
He got her hat, she was
was sent to the soldier's wife from Brussels in Belgian land. From Brussels he sent a lace so rare to have and to wear. Oh, those laces so rare from Brussels in sent to the soldier's wife from Paris, city of light. In Paris he got her silken gown. 'Twas ended in town. Oh, that silken gown from Paris, city of light. What was sent to the soldier's wife from the south, from Bucharest, from Bucharest he sent her a shirt embroidered pert, that Romanian shirt from the south, from Bucharest. Sent to the soldier's wife from far off Russian land. From Russia there came just a widow's veil, from a death to be wed in a widow's veil, from the far off Russian land.
Polly Jean Harvey with a cover of Ballad of the Soldier's Wife from the 1997 compilation called September Songs, which featured a ton of artists doing covers of Kurt Vile's music, including a popular favorite, Elvis Costello, did a cover of Lost in the Stars, but I decided I was going to play a different version of that. Persuasions are on that CD, Lou Reed, as well as Nick Cave himself. All right, so that's Polly Jean Harvey and Ballad of the Soldier's Wife. Before that, the aforementioned Lost in the Stars. Now, this version is by Depeche Mode lead singer Martin Gore. Yes. How about that for a very fun, happy version of a very fun, happy version of a song by Martin Gore of Depeche Mode before they all start getting mopey and gothy and stuff. That was late 80s, I believe, is when that came out. Recently reissued, in 2003, reissued on an EP called Counterfeit Squared. The original was an LP, vinyl LP called Counterfeit, which I believe came out with two editions. They combined those, re-released them on a CD, and called it Counterfeit Squared. And then we start off with The Drowned Girl by David Bowie. You'll find that on the reissued, remastered, The Best Of 1980-1987. And listening to some of these songs, I hope it's apparent. I hope it's very clear what an influence Kurt Vile had on modern music, especially as I was listening to this. I kept hearing more and more influences towards Danny Elfman's music. I think he definitely borrowed a lot from Kurt Vile's style and a lot of that symbology in the music. Very, very cool stuff. Hope you enjoyed it. Kind of a different take, a different type of cover story tonight. If you want to get in touch with me, let me know what you thought of this show or anything else. You can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line at 206-222-COVER, or you can post a message on the weblog or in the forums. You'll find those at www.coverville.com. I am off to Las Vegas tomorrow for the weekend and for the Media Exchange Trade Show. However, there will be a show Tuesday in my absence. How do I know this? Well, because I've already recorded it. It's going to be a very special show with a very special guest. Tune in to see what that's all about, and you'll hear that on Tuesday. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, CacheFly, cachefly.com.